Hey everyone, welcome back to Beyond the Label. I'm Ruby, and as always, I'm joined by Eric. Today we're diving into something that, honestly, doesn't get talked about enough: how families can build resilience when raising a child with special needs. Eric, you ready for this one?
Absolutely, Ruby. This is such an important topic. I think a lot of people underestimate just how much caring for a child with special needs can impact the mental health of the whole family. It's not just the parents, but siblings, grandparents. Everyone feels it in some way.
Yeah, and it's not always the big, dramatic stuff, is it? Sometimes it's just the day-to-day grind, like the constant appointments, the paperwork, the little things that pile up. It can be exhausting. And I think sometimes people feel like they're supposed to just handle it all, you know?
Exactly. And that's why targeted support is so crucial. But I think one of the biggest things is setting realistic expectations. Every child develops at their own pace, and it's so easy to fall into the trap of comparing your child to others. But honestly, celebrating those small victories, no matter how tiny, can make a world of difference.
Oh, totally. I mean, sometimes just getting through the morning routine without a meltdown feels like winning the lottery. And I love the idea of making those wins visible. Eric, didn't you once interview a family who did something really cool with that?
Yeah, I did. They had this thing called a victory jar. Every time their child made progress, like trying a new food or saying a new word, they'd write it on a slip of paper and pop it in the jar. At the end of the month, they'd read them all together. It was such a simple idea, but it really helped them focus on the positives, even on tough days.
That's brilliant. And honestly, I think we could all use a victory jar, special needs or not. It's so easy to forget the good stuff when you're in the thick of it.
Absolutely. And that brings us to something I think a lot of parents struggle with: self-care. It's almost become a bit of a buzzword, but it's genuinely vital. Things like getting enough sleep, eating well, even just taking a short walk or having a quiet cup of tea. It sounds basic, but it can really help manage stress.
Yeah, and I know some people hear self-care and think, oh, sure, I'll just book a spa day between therapy appointments and school runs. But it doesn't have to be fancy, right? Sometimes it's just like 5 minutes of deep breathing or listening to your favorite song in the car before you pick up the kids.
Exactly. And mindfulness practices, like meditation or even just being present for a moment, can make a real difference. But I think what's just as important is having a support network. No one should have to do this alone. Friends, family, professionals, support groups, they all play a part.
Oh, for sure. I actually have a mate whose local support group turned into her lifeline. She said it was the only place she could really let her guard down and talk about the hard stuff without feeling judged. And sometimes just knowing someone else gets it, that's huge.
Yeah, and support groups can be in person or online, whatever works. And don't forget professionals, therapists, counsellors, even teachers. They can offer practical advice and emotional support. I mean, I might be wrong, but I think sometimes people feel like asking for help is admitting defeat, when really it's just being human.
Absolutely. And honestly, if you don't look after yourself, you can't look after anyone else. It's like that old airplane thing. Put your own oxygen mask on first. Terrible analogy, but you get what I mean.
No, it's a good analogy. And speaking of stability, routines are a game changer. Having a structured daily schedule can really help reduce anxiety, not just for the child, but for everyone in the family. It gives a sense of predictability, which is so important.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be rigid, right? Like, you can build in fun stuff too. I heard about a family, the Thompsons, I think, who started doing weekly game nights. It became this thing everyone looked forward to, and it helped them bond, even when things were tough.
Yes, the Thompsons also made use of respite care. They'd arrange for professional support once a week, just so the parents could have a breather. It wasn't about escaping their responsibilities, but about recharging so they could be more present for their kids. And from what I remember, it really improved their overall well-being.
I love that. Sometimes just knowing you've got a break coming up can make the hard days a bit more manageable. And honestly, finding little pockets of joy, whether it's a silly board game or a walk in the park, can remind you why you're doing all this in the first place.
Absolutely. It's about creating moments of connection and stability, even when life feels unpredictable. And, you know, it's okay to ask for help, to lean on others, and to celebrate the small stuff. That's what builds resilience, in my opinion.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, that's all we've got time for today, but we'll be back with more stories and strategies to help you go beyond the label. Eric, Thanks for the chat. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Ruby. And thanks to everyone listening. Take care of yourselves, and we'll catch you next time.
See you, everyone.